You don't think it's that bad yet, do you?
And they didn't spare it. They took them out, but they didn't spare the city.
Uh-huh. Well, you don't think things are that bad yet, do you? I mean, not quite as bad as Sodom and Gomorrah.
Well, it might not be. Eating and drinking and carrying on all kinds.
Now, haven't you really, though, met some young people that you're really proud of?
Yes, I've met some people that I'm proud of. Young folks and some that I'm ashamed of. Just tell the truth.
Yeah. Well, but one way or the other, would you think of the which of the which there seems to be more of? I mean, you think
there's more of them that I'd be ashamed of than there's them that's righteous.
Now, was it that way? Do you think most of the people were righteous though when you were a little girl?
Yes, they was. They were. You hardly ever. You didn't hear nobody say nothing about it. They didn't talk about their neighbor. They'd do anything on earth for them. They could. Somebody was sick, they went and plowed their ground harder, planted their corn, whatever they had to do. It was harvest time, or they go and cut their wheat and cut their corn or do anything. No, was no bills against it. It was all done free then.
There was more of a sense of belonging to the community.
Yeah. Now you don't. Oh, I reckon maybe somebody would volunteer to do a little something for you if you was down, couldn't do help yourself. Right. But it's very few that'll do it.
You were telling me Saturday that the how the people would just. We had all of these gatherings.
Well, they did. This was all in big timber here when I moved here. There wasn't big pines. It was 2 and 3 feet through. And they cleared up and might have been little spots or two. But it was all.
You mean right on this farm?
Yeah.
On this farm, it was all big timber. But then, would all the neighbors come and
they'd come
and help?
Maybe 50. They went from place to place and cleaned up the ground.
Uh-huh.
Nick had 5 acres cleaned up in yonder, and Red's put to plow, and he bought another place, and he just let that grow up back up, and he paid the money for have that cleaned up, and then he bought another place down on the branch here further, and he was cleared, and he went to tending it and just let that grow up. And you see now it's been cut off once since it's been cleared up. And now it's big timber on the end.
How far back that way did the farm go?
Well, it goes back over, I can tell you hardly. It's not too far. It's just a long strip here.
But the, now, you mentioned the bean stringings and the corn huskins and the, how about with something you, what kinds of things, now most of those things were done in the, in the fall of the year, I suppose.
Oh, yes, there's all done in the fall of the year. It's the apples and peaches, beans and everything like that come on in the fall of the year.
Did you do anything like that in the, what kinds of things did you do in the winter?
Well, we generally knit and spun, all something like that.
Did you get together with other people when you did that?
Well, sometimes.
What did the men do in the winter?
Well, they just got wood and done that